Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Aleph. After the new Mishnah Amud Aleph, the Gemara lists a series of gzeirot, of rabbinic decrees, activities that are technically allowed, but for one reason or another, for example, having to do with preventing people from building and smoothing the ground, or laundering, as we're going to see. So near the final lines, we have Rav Kahana, who teaches the halacha tit al gabe bigdav. Person has caked up dirt, mud, that's on the person's clothing, on Shabbos. Are you allowed to rub it off? Remove it in different ways. Gemara says, well, we rub it off from the inside of the clothing, but not from the outside, because as Rashi explains, it's true, you're not using water, so that's not called libun, that's not called laundering, because you're not using water in the removal. But rubbing from the outside is too similar to actual doing laundry. So comes Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilui Nashas. Gilyon Shas is found in the inner side column of the daf. And what's unique about the Gilyon is he's very terse and essentially expects you, the learner, to understand the intention of his comments. He says, go turn to daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. You'll see a Rashi there with the Dibra Maschil, the starting words, Chiyuv Chatas. And there you will see something that will challenge your understanding of this daf. Rashi here seems to be saying that there's no Libun Darais, there's no laundering on a Torah level if no water has been applied. Yet Rav Huna in Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says, HaMenar Taliso B'Shabbos Chayiv. A person shakes out their talis on Shabbos is Chayiv. So Rashi on the spot over there says, if you're shaking off dust or dirt, this is a Chiyuv Chatas of Libun. But hold on, you just told me a minute ago on our daf there that without water there's no Libun. So Rabbi Akiva Eger actually leaves this whole thing at a tzarachi, and he's not sure what to answer. But the Shaar HaTzion in the Mishnah Berura, in Perak Mem Aleph, Os, Or Chaim, Shin Bei, Sif Katan, Mem Aleph, explains that there are two different cases here on Kuf Mem Aleph. Here on Kuf Mem Aleph, the dirt is stuck to the clothes. That's the Gemara says. So without water, it's going to basically not be truly clean. It's going to remain dirty to an extent. But on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, it says the dust and dirt was simply on the garment of clothing, not stuck there. So just a good shake is enough for good, quote-unquote, dry cleaning. That's why it's a Shabbos violation in that case. Rav Neventhal is a great Ha'ara in Malachos Shabbos, page 143, Kuf Mem Gimel, that maybe you can have your cake and eat it too. Rashi indeed holds that there is no Libun without water. And shaking out the dust from a talis, why is it a Shabbos violation? It's a Shabbos violation because it's the way it gets clean. But the actual activity, malacha, it's not libun. It's menafetz. Menafetz and not libun. Menafetz is the act of untangling strings to keep them apart. And this is what happens when one shakes the talus. The fibers and threads are shifting when the item is being shook. And they're releasing anything that's stuck, any particles, etc. that are stuck. When they got caught in it. The Gemara, Kuf Mem Zayin, even uses the words, Menafze Glimayon, tells a story about Ula, they saw the Chachamim doing this, shaking out their taluses. So clearly, as Ula understood, that it wasn't a problem, because in the end, these Chachamim were not Makpi, they didn't care so much about a little dirt particle that was on their clothes. So we see a great concept here in the idea of malachas machshavas, one of the fundamental core concepts of Shabbos. The malacha that you do has to have a clear intention design. Even laundry categorically is associated with water. But if one's intentions are for the clothes to look clean, this can be a malacha, even with just shaking the garment. One's design intention would be fulfilled.